What made you want to be Commerce Secretary?
It's a great question. I think it's the right place at the right time for me, Brian. I got to know the governor about five and a half years ago, and really was very impressed with his leadership and his thoughts. I got to know him a little better over time as he asked me to join the Wisconsin International Trade Council, a committee that works a lot on, you know, export and trade initiatives. And during that time, got to believe in and understand a lot of the leadership positions and good things that the governor was presenting for the state. I had spent about 30 years in the private sector, consultant, an architect, kind of in the construction and development world. And through that time, worked with a number of outstanding partners and associates through that career. And ultimately end up in a leadership role with an entity by the name of JP Marathon. And grew through that role over about a 20-year period with them, doing a lot of development, consulting, economic development, and tied with an international firm. And in 2005, myself and the two partners sold out our interest in that company, came back to our family businesses, and it became truly an opportunity for me. 54 years old. My whole life has been centered around economic development initiatives. And when the balance came up and the opportunity was there, we had a number of wonderful conversations. I strongly believe in a lot of these initiatives the governor is promoting. And it really became the right thing at the right time in my life. So it was pretty much simply that.
What do you think Wisconsin needs to do to thrive economically?
Well, it's doing a number of things. The governor's initiatives on a lot of these economic development strategies, you know, the whole business recruitment focus, I guess some of the initiatives that he's worked for in terms of both in-state and out-state, our whole export agenda. I think the collaborative efforts with these economic development entities, which are doing such a great job, are all really a part of this whole collaboration that takes place between, you know, great entrepreneurial business leaders coupled with great government programs, strong leadership, paying attention to the things that really make a difference, like you've seen with Governor Doyle on many fronts. And tying those together. And I think that's a big part of it. We have some very focused outreach initiatives that we're going to continue to support. Our international piece continues to get stronger and stronger. Reinforcing these programs for the existing manufacturing, but also the whole bioscience area. Complementing this new alternative energy initiative. When you study all of these things, it turns into really great news. The governor is supporting the bioscientist sector, and looking at the latest figures of 2006, show that the sector today has over 300 companies employing over 25,000 people with over $8 billion in annual revenues. That is really exciting news. I mean, that's an example of how when you bring all these components together, great things happen inside of Wisconsin. The whole alternative energy piece, looking at a number of initiatives that the governor's promoting. You know, the governor secured passage of $22 million of renewable energy grants and loan programs to target the clean technology and bio-based fuels area. These grants and loans will help really with all this technology in this area. You look at the recent announcement by UW-Madison with their colleagues securing this $125 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to establish the Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Facility. That's world-class news. I mean, they competed, you know, across the nation. That's really just phenomenal. Northeastern Wisconsin is developing this wind energy industry concept. Wisconsin ranks 18th among the states for wind energy potential, according to numerous projects and evaluations in 2007. Our focus in exports. In the last 4 years, under the governor's leadership, we're up over 60%. In the last calendar year, Wisconsin's exports have increased by approximately 16%, and exports are now up to $17.2 billion. Those are pieces that I'm very close to, participating in a lot of these programs. And the governor's taken a very focused approach to many of these programs. We're now planning investment seminars in China to encourage the business people there to look at Wisconsin as an investment destination. It goes hand in hand with this Angel Fund initiative. The support and growth of all the players in that world. Been fortunate to participate in one of those. And I can tell you that when you sit from the investment side and you're looking at these businesses, and you're looking at the initiatives that the governor and the leadership team have put together, it's extremely meaningful because those businesses need that. The people around the table who understand it need that additional help to be that risky. And as they do that, great things happen. And you see the stimulus that comes from that with new jobs, growth, and you know the energy that comes behind that is just phenomenal. The governor has also been a part of, you know, this Great Lakes region program where, you know, we're looking at the benefit from a lot of these projects from the Chicago area, the Twin Cities area, the whole overlap of a collaborative kind of approach. And the governor has recently hosted this Great Lakes Governor's Forum on Trade and Investment in the Great Lakes region, and the governor hosted this, I think it was May 14th in Chicago. These are very, very important initiatives for our export to the region. That's just a couple of items.
In the last gubernatorial campaign, the governor was criticized for not doing more to, I think it was one of the automakers was going to put a plant, and it eventually went to Indiana. Will you be trying to attract those kinds of big plants or trying to grow stuff and grow companies internally here?
We're doing both. The governor is strongly committed to making sure that we're paying attention to our existing manufacturing, and at the same time our agenda has to be focused to go reach out and let people know about the great things that are inside of Wisconsin. There's a lot of great stories that when I talk, you know, you talk to your colleagues and your friends and other presidents and the like, that talk about once people come to Wisconsin and they spend some time inside their organizations, they begin to understand not only just the quality of life issues that we talk about, but the great educational institutions that everyone's supporting, the world-class technology support through our technical colleges, the partnering and collaboration between businesses, that they get here, they stay here, and they don't want to leave. And that's what's also just so exciting about the many of these entrepreneurs. The biosciences group, Monday evening I had a chance to speak with a number of the leaders in that business at a local conference. And so many of them said to me, the angel initiatives supported by the governor have been meaningful. The collaboration and connection between leadership on the governmental side, an open-minded approach and support inside the university systems are what make it exciting. And then they would go on to say, and you know, besides that, I can live 15 minutes out of town or 15 minutes outside of the city and have the opportunity to buy a little 10-acre farmette or a little 20-acre farmette, and I can drive to my work, and I can take my people back and forth, and I can talk about the good educational piece and the family piece and still have that really quality of life that I can't get in these other cities. You know, I think we're the 11th, I believe, we're the 11th leader statewide today in that whole bioscience area, and, you know, employing over 25,000 people with $8 billion in revenues is just an amazing accomplishment in these short years.
Some of the reports have pointed out that Wisconsin lags in terms of venture capital investing, that it goes to the coasts or North Carolina. Is there anything that you'll be doing to try and get more venture capital here?
Yes, the governor is doing a number of things, and we're reinforcing those ideas. Statistically, we've had some great results over the past 5 or 6 years, and it's expanding drastically. The angel funding and the support of those initiatives are coming in very strongly, but I can tell you that we've been continuing to look at and focus and host a number of individuals from around the nation who are looking at Wisconsin as a great place to invest. They see all the synergism and the collaboration and the leadership from the governor on down that's saying to them there's a real hidden jewel in the Midwest, and Wisconsin's a part of that. When you study like the success of these bioscience areas, that's when people come and they begin to understand the energy that's behind that, and they're willing to commit to it, and they're willing to invest in it. And that's why some of these success stories are there.
Does Wisconsin have any hills to climb to get people to invest here or come here? I think I heard an interview with the Dallas Cowboys owner, and he said that he was glad that they didn't have to play in Green Bay, not only because it was the cold, but he described the city as bleak. Do you think Wisconsin has a image problem?
Wisconsin's a great place in every sense. Everybody has their own views of the world, but we have some of the most beautiful, beautiful countryside that you can ever imagine. It's by no stretch of the imagination bleak. It has the energy of wonderful people. It has the four distinctive parts of the world where we enjoy our falls and our winters and our summers and springs to the delight of so many people. They love and they look forward to the changing seasons. And all those quality of life initiatives that we talked about, everybody can have their view, but we have a lot of wonderful things to offer in Wisconsin. And by no stretch of the imagination would I ever describe it as bleak. It is, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous state. And our cities are vibrant, they're growing. And when you look at the kind of resources that these regional economic development groups are bringing together, you look at the New North Initiative, you look at the whole new Thrive Initiative. These are the M7 programs outside of Milwaukee, the whole Eau Claire and the Northern initiatives that are underway. They're just fantastic. And those local players are identifying the needs, the tasks, the leadership, and the collaboration supported by the governor and a lot of his programs inside of Commerce that really are going to make a difference to continue to grow and to make sure that we are encouraging that growth, and also supporting a lot of the players that are in those existing businesses. Our manufacturing sector is rich. The governor has supported and represented, and if you think about this, these are amazing numbers. But Wisconsin's economy has twice as many, as I understand, manufacturing-related jobs as any other place in the United States. As a whole, we rank second to Indiana in a percentage of workforce devoted to manufacturing. That's an amazing number. I mean, that's something. Between 2003 and 2006, manufacturing in the state of Wisconsin's GDP grew by 13%. That's a phenomenal statistic, looking at where we are. Manufacturing jobs continue to hold relatively steady after our 2001 slowed period. We've been able to retain jobs since then, and we support many, many manufacturers, and many of them are strong. We are really rich in this area. You know, when you look at the Mercury Marines, the John Deeres, these heavy branded areas, the Kimberly Clarks, the Harley Davisons, the Oshkosh Trucks, the Plexus Corporations, all of these are major players And, you know, that's pretty exciting news in our manufacturing sector. Many of our manufacturers are also smaller suppliers to these giant players. And, you know, if you look at the metal fabrications world, I've been fortunate to serve on a number of boards, and one of them was a really fine banking group over 20 years. And a huge part of their resource base and their clientele were all of these feeder companies that supported these giants like metal fabricators. 2003 through 2006, that employment grew by over 9% in the sector. Those are some really great results.
You went to school in Milwaukee?
I did.
Is there anything that you'll be working on to help Milwaukee? I think one of the recent figures I saw was that among the African American population there, that something like 40% of the young men are unemployed. Is there anything that Commerce can do to help that?
Yes, you know, the governor has a number of initiatives, and you know, we would love to follow up with that list to you, but there's a number of initiatives that the governor has. We believe so strongly in that Milwaukee region. It's so vital and important to the state. But there's a whole outline list of initiatives that we'd like to share, and maybe you could include those on your website or into your documentation
as a
follow-up, which would be a wonderful piece.
The initiatives in the new budget that are specifically targeted and Milwaukee, and you know, Milwaukee, the governor continues to say that as Milwaukee goes, pretty much the state goes. So we'll be spending a lot of time working and trying to help Milwaukee grow. I mean, we have area development managers down in that region that work with people to try to stimulate business opportunities.
Tourism is has a branding effort that's going on now. Do you have any suggestions for a state tourism brand or slogan?
No, I don't have a response. There's a great group of people involved in that process, led by the secretary and working with some really exceptional consultants. And I know they've held a lot of listening sessions or in the middle of that. I'm confident that it's going to be an exciting initiative.
When you were working as a consultant, and I remember seeing a list of all the places that you had been as part of your work, how often were you gone?
Well, you know, I've had kind of an exciting life. I've been very fortunate. And my travel was primarily based on our client base. And so for some period of time, you might have a large project that would take you into a different country over a long period of time. I traveled quite extensively and still do. And, you know, when you look at some of those projects and initiatives, I think there's a lot of value that it brings to Commerce. When the private sector looks at getting involved in a project overseas, you get the chance to sit and to listen to the strategies. You get a chance to listen to their approach and what they're trying to accomplish. You get to digest this and you become very, very close to the customer. You get a chance to really understand what they're trying to do, why they're doing it in the location they wish to select, the decision-making criteria that's important for that process. And as I think back over my 30-year career, I think there'll be a lot of moments in that experience pool that will allow us to take all of the tools and initiatives and the, you know, strong leadership inside of Commerce and help to put those together to make good decisions for those clients in the state of Wisconsin, to make sure we open up and expose a lot of these companies to the great things inside of Wisconsin. And I'd like to think that travel will add another piece to that dimension from all that experience.
It's sometimes said that this job burns people out pretty fast because of all the travel, but it sounds like you're well equipped for that.
Well, you know, travel's in everyone's life today to different and varying degrees. You know, the technology has made the world so tight and so quick and so dynamic. And, you know, travel is a healthy thing. I think you have to really measure the time. I think you need to be very effective when you spend the time traveling. and make sure that you have some real serious goals and some real serious vision about what you want to get out of that trip. And then it becomes very energizing. If you feel that you really have some confident goals and a good vision as to what you want to accomplish, it's extremely exciting. Travel's always been an exciting part of my life, and this is something that'll just be reinforced as we do things for Wisconsin.
For some people, Wisconsin has a reputation as taxes being too high and too many regulations. Did you ever hear that in your business life, and what do you tell people who say that?
Well, I think people in general like to look at their environment and talk about things that they may not enjoy the most. I've always been one that I like to look at our environment and say, what are the great things that we have? How do our schools rank? What's our quality of life look like?
Do we get something for the value out of our investment? How's our housing? How do we compare? How's our police, our fire, our local activities? Where is that support coming from? How do we get that? And then you look at the tax component as a part of all of that. And if you're going to have the opportunities and have all those good things happen, you have to understand that at some point in time, there's a trade-off for that. And that's a part of that thinking. That's a part of that process. So I've always been a pretty optimistic person. And we're all continuing to work hard to do things smarter. And as we do that, things will continue to really get better. And that's a part of my view on, you know, those very difficult and challenging topics.
Do you have any special projects or goals for your time here?
Special projects and goals. I don't, from my perspective, this is not at all about me. This is really about the state of Wisconsin and new jobs. Running a good division, making sure that we do a nice job for the state of Wisconsin and its citizens, and growing our economy, adding jobs, supporting the businesses that are here, and following so many of the governor's initiatives that he set forth. If we can do that, we can continue to do a lot of great things for the state. And we really need to engage and be very collaborative in our thinking towards the private sector, towards the business leaders' concerns, towards the manufacturers' concerns, and understand how together we can continue to make the economy be as strong as it has been and as stable and growing as it can be.
Are there any sectors of the Wisconsin economy that you're concerned about?
I think across the board, we need to be supportive of all the sectors. I don't have a specific concern about one sector. I think our responsibilities, as the governor has directed us, is to be extremely robust and reach out in all these sectors. And, you know, if you think about them simplistically, I guess we're talking about the support from the manufacturing sector. We're talking about the support in our reach out and the export growth and connectivity that that's doing for us. It's reinforcing the biosciences area. It's reinforcing all the alternative energy and the exciting activities that are taking place there. And I think that will be reinforced by this regionalism and the support and the collaboration that's taking place. So I think we really need to touch these sectors, but in a very focused fashion. And that's what we're continuing to do.
How many generations has your family been in Wisconsin?
I guess I'm my children would be a fifth generation family.
And the businesses that your family is in, can you describe those?
Well, historically, I guess our roots were kind of in the real estate, building, construction, design, and development activities.
So the apple didn't drop too far from the tree, so to speak?
I guess that's well said.
Anything else that you'd like to bring up that we haven't discussed about commerce or the economy?
Well, I guess I would just only like to say that there's a great group of people inside of Commerce. I spent the first couple of weeks here in a lot of listening sessions. I'm thrilled with the leadership, the education, the experience of a lot of these people. And, you know, if we combine that and reach out and become really good listeners, there's just no question that the energy of this group under the governor's leadership will be good for the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.